at Kitty Hawk. The world has changed immeasurably ever since. We now travel at 35 to 40,000 feet and don't think anything of it. We go everywhere by airplane, and yet it only happened in 1903. I could have known, and so could many of you, I could have known Orville Wright. He didn't die until 1948. I was 15 in 1948. He would have been that nice old gentleman around the corner. It was fun to talk to him. It's all come on so fast. And all because of these two people, these two Americans. And I don't think we can know enough about that.
Och David McCullough är en historiker och en författare som skrivit många böcker under 50 års tid, historiska skildringar av så skilda ämnen som Panamakanalen och hur den byggdes och hur Brooklyn Bridge här i New York byggdes, och nu även då hans senaste bok om bröderna Wright, alltså Wright Brothers, som ju som alla vet blev först med att flyga 1903 var det väl, i Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Det här berättar han om vid en författarföreläsning på Barnes & Nobles vid Union Square i New York på onsdagen här, och jag var där och lyssnade på David McCullough.
This is a story far richer in the human side of life and the intellectual side of life, the intellectual joy in life, than most people have any idea. Later on in his life, Orville was approached by a journalist who said, many Americans think that you are the essence of how far an American can go who's had no advantages. And Orville said, but that isn't true. We have the greatest advantage possible. We grew up in a family where intellectual curiosity counted. Wilbur is the big brother. He directs, he's in charge. And they could get furious at each other, arguing over the solution to a problem. And they would often wind up, after days of arguing, completely reversing their point of view so that each had taken the other's position. This combative arguing seemed to help their method of resolving or solving a problem. So it was part of the process. Also very important to their story is their sister Kathy. And one of the joys of this book for me, the work on the book, was to bring Catherine downstage, front and center, in good light for the first time. Because she was an astonishingly interesting and extremely important person in the whole drama of this accomplishment.
David McCullough här, han menar också att han gillar inte att skriva böcker om sånt han kan, utan han skriver om sånt han inte kan. Och till exempel, han visste ingenting om Wright Brothers innan han började göra research för den här boken. Och det, på det sättet tycker han själv i alla fall att han skiljer sig ifrån många andra historiker som ju har ett speciellt ämne som de blir experter inom och sen skriver om det.
If I knew all about it, I wouldn't want to write the book. Because then it wouldn't be an adventure, it wouldn't be a journey. Which is different from the way many historians work. They have a specialty and they're experts. I don't want to be an expert. Experts have all the answers. I have questions.
Jag är ingen expert, säger han här, utan jag har inga svar. Jag har ställt en massa frågor som jag vill ha svar på. Och det var denna specialutgåva av Herre New York. Vi hörs kanske någon gång senare. Ha det bra, hej!